Welcome to the Achievement Awards Group podcast, where we explore what it takes to build meaningful loyalty and lasting connections. I'm Jonathan, and I'm joined today by Claire.
Thanks, Jonathan. I'm excited for today's topic. It's all about rewards, which have been around forever but are evolving in really interesting ways.
Right. Rewards have always been powerful tools to foster loyalty, whether it's between a business and its customers or employers and employees. But what's fascinating is how the form and function of rewards are shifting across generations and with new technology. We're going to explore these shifts today, diving into insights from recent research to understand what's changing and how businesses can stay ahead.
So let's start with the first key trend. Younger workers, in particular, are hungry for rewards.
The 2024 Trends Report from the Incentive Research Foundation highlights that rewards and incentives are especially effective at retaining early career employees who tend to job hop more often. While compensation is always the top driver of loyalty, rewards come in as a very close second.
It really shows how businesses can't rely on salary alone to retain talent. Rewards are playing an increasingly critical role in keeping younger workers engaged.
Exactly. And that brings us to the next insight. Cash still reigns supreme. But here's the interesting twist. While people might say they prefer cash, what actually works better is something with cash value, like points or rewards that can be redeemed for something meaningful.
Right. Literal cash tends to be spent quickly and forgotten. But when it's tied to a point system or a debit card, it becomes more impactful. In South Africa, for example, people are using these rewards to buy essentials, like groceries, fuel, or data.
That's a shift from the past, where rewards used to be more aspirational, like household appliances. It reflects the realities of today's economy.
It's not just an economic shift. It also shows how rewards meet people where they are, helping them manage day-to-day needs. Now, another reward that never seems to go out of style is travel.
Yes. Travel consistently ranks high across all generations. Younger people, especially, are leaning toward travel experiences over material goods. There's something about experiences that feels more meaningful and lasting.
And while older generations might prefer predictable vacations, like beach resorts, millennials and Gen Z are more inclined to seek out adventure or even incorporate social impact into their trips, like volunteering or environmental projects.
These socially conscious travel experiences not only resonate with younger workers, but also align with businesses' environmental, social, and governance goals.
It's a win-win. Now let's talk about another trend that's shaping the future of rewards, choice.
Offering choice gives people a sense of autonomy, which is key to engagement. Natasha Olivier, the Reward and Fulfillment Director at Achievement Awards Group, points out that choice taps into a basic psychological need. When people feel in control of their rewards, they're more satisfied.
What's interesting is how technology has transformed this. Rewards used to be redeemed from a printed catalogue. Now, it's all done through apps that offer an almost infinite variety of options.
Apps give businesses more flexibility, but they also meet the expectations of younger generations who are used to seamless digital experiences.
It's not just about convenience. It's about staying relevant. And while some older employees might find it harder to engage with new tech, businesses know they need to focus on the next generation of customers and employees.
That's the key takeaway here. Rewards have stood the test of time, but they're evolving to reflect the preferences of younger generations and the power of new technology.
If businesses want to drive performance and engagement, they need to understand these shifts and adapt their reward programs accordingly.
Absolutely. The principles of rewards may stay the same, but the way they're delivered is what makes the difference. And that's where businesses can really build loyalty and make an impact.
If you're thinking about how to enhance your reward strategy, now's the time to start. These changes aren't coming. They're already here.
Make today the day you explore what's possible with rewards. Take the first step toward a program that really motivates and inspires.
That's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for listening.
We'll catch you next time on the Achievement Awards Group podcast.
Until then, take care and check out the episode description for ways to get in touch with Achievement Awards Group.